This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for January 19th. I'm Paul Plack. Let the office pools begin. Boeing now says it expects delivery of the first 787 Dreamliner to take place in the third quarter of this year. Carter Aviation Technologies reports its personal air vehicle made its first instrumented test flight of over 30 minutes on January 5th at Wichita Falls, Texas. Yesterday, it made its first vertical takeoff without a ground roll. Virgin America has placed a firm order for 60 new Airbus A320s to be delivered starting in 2013. One of the planes in that order will be Airbus's 10,000th sale. Airbus says 2010 was a record year for deliveries, with 510 commercial aircraft placed with 94 customers and 20 light and medium military and transport aircraft delivered. The Society of Aviation and Flight Educators has filed comments with the FAA, insisting that the new photo ID pilot certificates should be scrapped, or at least delayed, and free if they do happen. NASA will unveil a new rocket integration facility at the Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia this Friday. After a decade working in various roles, astronaut Jose Hernandez has left NASA for an unspecified position in the aerospace industry. Gulfstream has purchased a building off Lummis Drive in Savannah, Georgia, to house its growing R&D program, and it's big, 253,000 square feet. Pilot Robert Gannon has completed a 10-year quest to circumnavigate the globe twice in his Cessna 182. And an accidental swap of carry-on bags at JFK resulted in a lady on one flight finding a pilot's ID and gun in what she thought was her carry-on. There's no word on whether there was a similar surprise for him on the other plane. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, David Grone of Grone Brothers Aviation tells me what's ahead for his company. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.